When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing one-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's our 9 o'clock hour. Later in this hour, we're going to tell you about the superstar comedian who has bombed in his latest TV special.
That's so surprising.
And we are here at Borgata. He is the number one attraction at Borgata.
Yeah, it's great here.
But he didn't hit a home run with this one. He struck out.
Wow.
And we'll talk about it. We also got the hot seat coming up. But on the line right now is one of our favorite people in this industry from 670 The Score. Matt Spiegel's on the line in Chicago. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Angelo. Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's good to be on with my radio godfather, Mr. Capaldi.
Matt, I want to make this a little more personal today because Rhea reminded me that you're from our area. Where did you grow up, Matt?
I grew up in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, between Princeton and Trenton. My dad and mom met at Trenton High School. And my dad right now lives in Lambertville, right across from New Hope in Bucks County, up that way.
That's awesome. Now, when you were a kid, Matt, who did you root for?
Well, my dad was a Red Sox fan, so I inherited that and still carry that with me. But the beauty of living in Central Jersey in the 70s and the early 80s is that I had the New York and Philly channels. So I got four football games every Sunday.
Wow.
Usually at least three, maybe four, just on the locals. So I was all over the joint. My brother was a Dolphins fan, so I was kind of a Dolphins fan. My dad was a Giants fan, so I'm all over the joint. But now 30 years in Chicago, I've been fully indoctrinated, although my wife still doesn't call me a local. You know how that goes.
Well, here's the thing, Matt. As you're watching the Eagles get ready to play the Bears at 12-1, do you ever look back and go, man, I had my choice here. I could have picked the Eagles. I got a Super Bowl 5 years ago. I got a chance again this year. We're in pretty good shape here in Philadelphia right now. We can't even believe it ourselves.
Yeah, I have my moments. I saw him at the vet when Harold Carmichael extended the streak of games with a catch. I remember they threw like a quick wide receiver hitch to him. I remember Jaworski doing the polka after they made the Super Bowl, but I didn't go that way. Yes, I wish I had. You seem to have figured some things out, or at least Howie Roseman has figured some things out. I mean, to be this good after, you know, Foles and Wentz and Peterson are all gone, and it's a whole new thing. And you got to understand, in Chicago, you're the template. We look at you and we're like, how do the Justin Fields Bears become the Jalen Hurts Eagles? And I don't think we can do it by next year, but maybe the year after that. And we're looking around and trying to figure out where the Eagles allocate their resources in terms of salary cap dollars and how many weapons you got to get Justin Fields. And, you know, we did a whole segment yesterday. Who's going to be our A.J. Brown? You know, is DeAndre Hopkins next year going to be disgruntled in a rebuilding Arizona? Is Mike Evans going to be disgruntled in Tampa? Are they going to look to get out from under that deal after Tom Brady leaves? Maybe the Bears can pull a trade for a true number one like that. So we look at the Eagles as the template as we prepare to get our ass kicked on Sunday.
All right. Well, hold on. We hope you're right about that, Matt. But I got to tell you, we're watching Justin Fields, and we are seeing a lot of the qualities we see with Jalen Hurts. The thing with Hurts is he's totally committed to the job. Is Fields the same way? What's he like?
You know, that's a great question, and the answer is yes. His character is awesome. His work ethic is awesome. Teammates love him. Coaches love him. Remember, this is a new regime who came in after Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy had drafted Fields and botched their handling of last year on their way out the door. So this new regime was not bought in at all on Justin, and by mid-season they are. And a big reason is that stuff that he has, the character, the toughness, the resilience. The guy who wants to play hurt, who tries to play hurt, guy who sacrifices the body, guy who apologized in the locker room. It was great. It was the same week where Zach Wilson took no accountability in the postgame press conference for the Jets. It was amazing. Justin Fields apologized to his teammates for not getting it done at the end of a game when he was an absolute miracle on offense. I think he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week that week, and he still apologized because they couldn't quite get over the hump. So incredibly impressed with him as a dude, and I've proclaimed, you know, it a couple different times, couple different ways, but I feel like the Bears finally found their guy. This is their franchise quarterback, and I'm telling you, this is an organization defined by quarterback starvation. Angelo, we've never had a 4,000 yard passer, never had a 30 touchdown passer in a single season. The Bears have never had a guy. And so, you know, it's a very, very excited town, even as the losses pile up.
All right. Well, Matt, that's all well and good, but you still have ties to our area. How have defenses successfully stopped Fields? What do you do? Because he's had some monster games, and he's had some games where he didn't have big numbers. How do you do it? What's the key?
The key is not letting him get outside. So if he does any of the zone reads and he runs, you have to defend it, and they probably will. It's called the mesh charge, where they go after the quarterback at the mesh point there where he might hand it off. Just go after the quarterback, and that's what people have been doing. And then the secondary plays what they call quarters coverage, where it's like one quarter of the field from left to right is covered by the four different guys. So you all stay there, so if Field starts to run, you can jump up. But this is the stuff that everybody tries to stop Jalen Hurts with, and it doesn't work, right? And like, so, you know, you've seen it where 1 week Jalen will run for, 150 against Green Bay, and the next week he throws for 320 or whatever it is, as the defenses can't do both. So we're hoping Fields learns that, and we'll see which option we get on Sunday.
How concerned should the Eagles be about facing the Chicago defense?
Very, very little concern.
Really?
I would be deeply... God, there's so many things I'd be more concerned about. The national debt, you know.
Climate change.
Yeah, climate change. My God. Peace in the Middle East. You know, filling out the Christmas present list. Like, this is not...
No.
This is not something to be concerned with. In the secondary, there's some guys. Jalen Johnson is a great shutdown cover corner, although they don't usually have him follow somebody. So he'll be on Devonta Smith or AJ. And, he doesn't get targeted, though, because everybody else you should target. We got a couple of rookies in the secondary. Brisker and Gordon were fun. Hey, enjoy the linebacker, Jack Sanborn, undrafted out of Wisconsin, a local kid from around the Chicagoland here. Who is probably going to be the starting middle linebacker on the Chicago Bears next year. He is now, since they traded Roquan Smith. He's got great instincts. He's fun to watch. But this defensive line is trash. Absolute trash.
Run the ball. Matt,
oh, God.
So you're picking the Eagles, right? You're picking the Eagles?
Eagles could win without throwing a pass. I truly believe that the Eagles could win this game without throwing a pass. But if you do throw a pass, then you'll win by a lot. So yeah.
Let's be the last thing. Food. Keith Jones is here. He loves Chicago. He goes all over North America. Food.
Outstanding.
Philadelphia versus Chicago. Who has better food?
Oh God, I got to tell you. You know, I love a tomato pie. It's a very specific Trenton brand of tomato pie. De Lorenzo's in Robbinsville. Used to be in Trenton, but. And I love Philly food, but no, Chicago kills, man.
Really?
I'm sorry.
What's the best thing?
Everything. Any cuisine you want. But right now, we've got a Restaurant Row on Randolph here, Fulton Market. Like, there's like four different Top Chef winners who've come to this spot to open their restaurant.
Yeah.
And there's 20 incredible restaurants all right there next to each other. So the girl and the goat, Stephanie Izzer's place, Au Cheval, the best hamburger you'll ever have in a diner style setting, but more fancy. Oh, there's so many. There's so much good stuff.
Sounds great. Matt, you're awesome, man. I love talking to you. We're proud of you. You went to the big city and you're doing great there. And I'm going to be talking to you later because I'm coming on your show. So it sounds like fun. Matt, thanks.
I love it. I love the crisscross. Thanks, everybody. Angelo, great to talk to you as always.
Matt Spiegel, ladies and gentlemen, what a nice guy. And you were saying, Jonesy, when it comes to really big pieces of meat,
yeah,
you enjoy Chicago.
Yeah,
you like
I
a
do.
Big steak from Chicago.
Yep, you would love it there, too.
Do you like a porterhouse?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Because that's a manly
yes,
steak.
Yes, it is.
That's
no, it's,
really,
it's really manly when you share it with somebody.
Yeah,
another
share
man.
It, Jonesy?
Not with another man.
You did,
not
Ange.
No.
You shared it with Wester one time.
No, I don't share mine.
Yeah, sure.
Big Rube is on the line. I did not share my meat. Why would I share my meat?
I know your buddy.
Hi, Big Rube. How are you today? Holla.
Yes, sir.
Big Rube, is he right? Is the food better in Chicago than it is here?
Holla.
No. I mean, they do got better steaks because, you know, that's always been the processing from coming up from Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma, but not the grub. Not at all.
Do we have better chicken than Chicago?
Please believe it. Hey, Groove.
I'll bet we do. Groove, what's on your mind today, pal?
Well, I heard y'all talking about Chris Sims, and as we were as y'all were talking, I was looking at ESPN and analyst Brooke Pryor and Ryan Clark. They was talking about the Eagles are the best team in the NFL, regardless of – they was like, what the haters saying about their schedule and everything and talking about the margin of victory. So, I do got some cheers in that studio at that network. So, you all good.
One of my favorite quotes in football is from Bill Parcells. And anytime I'm in a situation, I think of it and I go, Parcells said, you are exactly what your record says
yes.
you are.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to pick your opponents. But how did you do against the opponents that we picked for you? And if you won 12 of the first 13 games and no other team has lost less than 3 games, you are the best team. Rube, it's not even a really good debate, is it?
Remember that old saying, you line them up and you knock them down. That's
all
it
is. That's all it is.
And they knock the Steelers down.
And you're a Steelers fan, and we kick your team's ass, too, this year.
Yes,
we got them all. Them all. Rube, if somebody needs chicken this weekend, are there any tips you could offer?
Oh, yeah. You know, I open at noon today, Pitcher's Pub, Main Street. Come holler at me. Follow me and Chef Big Rube on Instagram, man. Let's grub, talk football, and come watch the game Sunday.
Holla. That's my brother. And I got this thing. I've made a vow to myself because I don't have a lot going on a weekend.
No, you don't.
But the World Cup finals are this weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh, what
watch?
Time?
No.
What time?
Oh, it's going to be a great game.
I'm not watching.
It will be a great game.
It's
Argentina.
And France?
France, yeah.
Argentina,
it's going to be an incredibly
France.
Good game. It will
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be busy. It's Sunday at 2 p.m.
Is
that
Wait
when
a
they
minute.
Did it?
Hold on.
That's
is that true, Rhea?
Wector, that's what Wector just
you
said
gotta
to
me.
Be is that true?
Me.
Oh, all right. If that's
that
true.
That would be the dumbest thing ever.
All right. Listen closely, America. All right? Is there a human being listening to this program right now, or even a dog, who will be watching soccer over gridiron activity at Soldier Field? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're watching, oh, my, this is probably
no,
my own
Wector's
grandkids.
No, Wector's now not sure.
Not sure.
No.
I think
it
he
is
may
Sunday.
Be right.
It
I
is
think,
Sunday.
I
no,
think
no,
he's right.
It's Sunday at 10 a.m.
Oh,
okay,
oh
go.
Good.
That's smart.
All right. Never mind.
Now everyone's going to watch
question.
It. Now everyone
you know
watch.
Appetizer. It's an appetizer.
I tend to have some downtime
yeah,
before the game.
That's a good. That's great.
I think I'll check it out.
It's on Fox. How could they put it on the same time as the football? That,
that
wouldn't
would
have made
really
any sense.
Be,
that would have been insane.
Mean, there's a word for that. It's called suicide.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? That's next. WIP Sports Time 9:15.
Brought to you by Panther East, the 12-1 Eagles at the 3-10 Bears, Sunday 1 p.m. at Soldier Field. Chicago has an exciting quarterback in Justin Fields, and the Bears are hopeful in the not-too-distant future Fields can make a leap like Jalen Hurts has this season. Just don't tell NBC Sports Chris Sims. Unlike most, Sims is a no on whether Hurts is a legitimate MVP candidate.
I feel like it's setting up where it's just like the quarterback of the best team's going to win the MVP, and I want to go, there's just no way he's more valuable to his team than Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. Like, no way. Those teams are, they're not the same teams if they don't have them at quarterback, where I'd go, if you put Gardner Minshew in the Eagles, they'd still be really damn good. I'm sorry. And that's where, you know, I don't totally disagree with, you know, some of Micah Parsons' thoughts there.
Don't get nailed by OSHA. Get railed by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety rail and fall protection equipment in the Philadelphia region. Visit PantherEast.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Morning showers, then cloudy with a high of 49. It is currently 45. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Welcome back to the Borg. How excited are we? We got our third straight 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game. Jonesy, don't
beautiful.
You love this Sunday at 1?
It's the absolute best.
It lines the whole weekend up perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
It's so beautiful. And now we're going to see the game from Soldier Field. Johnson's reporting 30-mile-an-hour wind.
That's correct.
We just heard Matt Spiegel say to us, the Eagles can win the game without dropping back to pass.
Yeah,
and
they can.
And I'm going to tell you something. I picked something up from that. When the game comes on, and the Eagles, let's say the Eagles get the ball first,
yes.
and they drop back on the first play the way they do virtually every game.
You will be angry.
My annoyance will begin. Because if you just, they have a terrible run defense. You got 30-mile-an-hour winds. You got people you want to keep healthy. Jonesy, does that all add up to running the ball?
Yes, it does.
Run the ball!
Run it.
Run the ball!
Run the ball!
They'll run it a lot.
They will run it a lot?
They will.
Jonesy, you're on Monday.
Yeah.
Let's put $10.
Okay.
I will bet you $10 that the Eagles will pass the ball more than they will run it.
You're on.
No, I'm talking.
I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm talking a sawbuck.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
We are going to make it $10. Aren't we going to shake?
No. We'll do a fist pump.
All right, fist pump.
Nobody shakes anymore.
She did not want to shake
That's
my
That's how
hand.
We roll now. It's
right,
a fist pump.
We're a fist pump. Rhea, we just made a $10 wager. I think the Eagles will still pass more than they run.
Wow, it's amazing you guys can afford a $10 bet.
All right, shut up, Brian. Why are you always that way?
I'm just thinking of ways I'm going to spend that thing.
Yes.
It's going to be enjoyable.
Let me take a guess. Betting on sports events.
Rally time.
All right, anyway, Ava Graham, who's on the hot seat today?
You know, Angela, this guy's just really annoying. Today, Chris Sims is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and a sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Hurts will not be my MVP vote, for sure.
For sure.
What's your deal, dude? Week 3, you're saying.
I love Hurts. I mean, really. Hurts is playing great football. Eagles, I think, are the best team in football through 3 weeks.
Then Micah Parsons makes his comments this week, and now you're all like,
there's just no way he's more valuable to his team than Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. Like, no way. Those teams are, they're not the same teams if they don't have them at quarterback. Where I'd go, if you put Gardner Minshew in the Eagles, they'd still be really damn good.
What's he got against this kid?
I don't know, Ange, but he's had it in from him from the get-go.
As a quarterback, he is a below-average thrower.
Prove that wrong.
I know he's a fine young man, and he's got charisma and leadership skills and all that, but there's just nothing that I ever saw that lent me to think he's an NFL starting quarterback.
Prove that wrong, too.
With Chris Sims, Jalen Hurts did more last week than Chris Sims did his entire career. This is the ultimate story of nepotism.
Chris, you're a flip-flopper.
Fly,
and a
loser.
Hot seat.
Very, very good
that was
job,
excellent.
Dave.
Sean was
on
his game, too.
I just got to ask Johnson something, because John Johnson, I don't often lavish praise on other hosts.
Okay.
But I love coming in, listening to your show every 3:30. I'm driving around 3:30 or so in the morning.
Fastest growing overnight show.
And is
self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
That's part of the super terrific happy hour, by the way.
You got this segment, which I love, because I know that you are a very emotional and negative person. And you have taken it from a show I am currently binging, Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. And it is called Serenity Now, right? And you took that from Jason Alexander's father.
It is a method created by Frank Costanza as a way to calm yourself down when you're mad. When it ends up happening, it has the opposite effect. You get
Serenity Now! Right. And then I feel guilty when he's on our show because I'm not able to hear Serenity that day. And he usually times it around when I'm coming in. Would Chris Sims be a Serenity Now?
Oh, my goodness, would he?
He would?
Oh, the ridiculousness.
Could you just share with me how you feel about this person who consistently undersells Jalen Hurts?
Well, first of all, shame on this on the network for hiring this buffoon and letting him throw out this hot take after hot take. See, nothing makes me more upset than when someone is unwilling to admit they were wrong about something. And he's been wrong about him for multiple years, and he doubles down and doubles down. That's what makes me mad about him.
He will not acknowledge.
No,
when Micah Parsons stepped in it this week, he couldn't wait to step in it with him.
Throwing parties, he probably was.
Right, he will.
Riding the coattails.
Serenity Now. I love it. Jonesy.
Yes.
Now, does that make you want to get up at 3:30 a.m.?
No.
Yes, it
does.
Not at all.
What do you mean, no?
No. Because I know Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting up to listen to him ever. As soon as I retire, it's the last time I'll ever talk to him.
He streams it. He goes back.
Wait a minute. What if he texts you?
No, I won't answer back.
What if he calls you?
No.
What if he references you, probably by then, on a primetime WIP program?
It would be a negative reference. I don't want to hear about it.
By the way, I'm giving Jonesy a ride when we're done here.
You are riding him? Oh, really?
He's not allowed to talk to me in the car.
Now, hold on, Jonesy. I just got to know this. Because what people may not know about Jonesy is he often uses drivers.
Yeah.
He goes all over the country.
Yeah.
Will you be in the back seat with the vodka?
Yes. I'm going to need it riding with Johnson. He's so negative.
I slam on the brakes for no reason. Be aware.
Terrible driver.
Jerry's up from Wilmington. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Hey, is Goddard back?
They have to activate him by Saturday afternoon.
He will. He's back.
Well, the two tight ends have been doing pretty well, surprisingly.
Wait till you see Goddard back. Number 88. Watch for him Sunday. He's awesome.
Great. Hey, Jonesy, would you have taken the noon crew as weasels for poo-pooing the Michael Parsons thing?
Yes.
Oh, you would have won.
Jonesy.
In all honesty, those guys missed it on that one. I'm sorry. I loved them, and I think they're going to be awesome here. I don't know how many days do we need of sound bites from people around the country reacting to this story. And those guys still don't think it's a story. At some point, just admit you're wrong and get back on it, fellas.
Pick the ball back up.
Rhea, you're going to have to work with those boys.
You never admit when you're wrong.
I'm not wrong this time, am I?
You finally got one right.
Thank you. See,
I will say this. The funniest thing is,
yeah,
you got Hurts right in the offseason.
Yes.
You were the biggest fan.
Yep.
You had your brief flirtation with Minshew last year, for a week. But I will give you the credit that you got on the bandwagon early.
I'm going to tell you the truth here. And I've never revealed this before.
Yes.
I like a man with a nice mustache.
Oh, God.
All right?
Yeah. What?
And the Minshew mustache is what really kind of tickled me.
Johnson's starting to grow one now.
Really weird.
Jerry, I need a winner. Who you got?
So uncomfortable.
Tough this week. We had a couple good winners earlier, but sounds like Rhea's going out of the box again. How about Carter Hart last night?
Ooh, wow. Jonesy, how
good
was Hart last night?
He was incredibly good.
He won the game single-handedly.
He had a lot to do with it, that's
Rhea
for sure.
Hughes, Carter Hart.
It won a game. Woohoo! Yay!
I think that might be a no. All right, hold on. This is great. Bill is not just going to Soldier Field. Apparently, Bill is going to be on the field. Let's get him up here. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Angelo.
Bill, you go to Soldier Field?
Yeah, I'm on my way right now. It's so cool. My daughter is an executive for United Airlines. So the president of United Airlines was supposed to drop the ceremonial coin toss at midfield. He got called to Europe. So my daughter calls me up and she tells me they told me to do it. And I said, oh, how cool is that? And she said, and you can come too. So all you Eagle fans, I will be at center field there caught with the coin toss. With my daughter.
This is so cool. Bill, I obviously, since it's a connection with the airline, they're giving you first-class flight to the to Chicago?
No, no first class. We're driving.
What? Wait a minute. You're representing an airline and you're driving to Chicago?
Well, you got to fly standby, and if there's no room, you know.
Oh, geez.
And plus the crowds at Christmas time, so we're not doing that. We're driving. We're on the turnpike right now.
All right, how far along are you right now, Bill?
We're just getting on at Langhorne.
All right, so you got 12 hours?
Exactly, exactly. I bet you pick up an hour with the time change.
So you're there, no stops along the way. You're there by 9 or 10 tonight?
9 o'clock, yeah. We'll be there at 9.
Wow.
But, Angelo, I wanted to tell you, you called me your eyes and ears of Bucks County when Phil Sheridan was taking shots at you. I don't remember way back then.
Oh, no, I never forget that stuff. So, thank you, Bill. I'm excited about this. So, what do you think you're going to see at the game? It's going to be cold, you know, really cold.
Yeah, we're ready for it.
You ready for this? You think you're going to see an Eagles victory?
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to say, I've been retired for 10 years, Angelo. You're going to love it.
I am. All right. Do me one favor, Bill, after you do the coin toss, so you go into your seats. Start chanting, run the ball when the Eagles have the ball.
Run the ball. I'm not allowed to cheer, Angelo. It's going to be a Chicago Bears Super Box.
Ooh.
And I got to hold it in, man.
No.
No, you can cheer by the third quarter.
Tears.
By the third quarter, they'll all have left.
Yes. You can cheer them.
Yeah, you're right.
Bill, have a great trip. Call me on Monday. I want to know how it goes.
Can I have a winner, Angelo?
Yes, of course.
Mike Gabler from Survivor. He won $1 million, and he's given it to the Veterans Administration.
Wow. Rhea, the winner
That's
of Survivor.
That's very cool that he's doing that. I've never seen the show.
Bill, call me
but
Monday.
Thank you. No, that's
awesome.
I will
say this. Jonesy, I had the opportunity this year to go out onto the Lynx field. I after they gave me directions, I put it into Waze. They showed me how to get to the
Lynx. Yeah.
I got there. It's overwhelming. Jonesy, when you were a player.
Yeah.
And you were going in like Montreal Forum, right? Did you ever just get out on center ice and look around?
Yeah.
And there's like, always, like 20,000 seats.
Always did it. Always
right?
did it.
Did it make you nervous?
No, not nervous. Just made you feel so appreciative that you had the chance to do it. That's when the national anthem was so important, right? And then when you played in certain cities, there was two national anthems. So those are the thoughts that are going through your mind
it
as a player.
It never made you nervous to know that 20,000 people made their day to see Keith Jones play hockey. No?
No. No. I will say this for the position I played. I was a winger, so they were there to watch the superstars play. I had the best job in the world. I just had to show up and play.
I know, but it's still.
Ange, when you walked out to do that coin toss, were you hesitant to look up?
No, I looked up. Now, half the seats were empty because it was early. It was like 10 or 15 minutes before the game. But I looked around, and it was 68,000 seats. And I said, what right do I have to criticize people who are failing in this pressure-filled environment?
You're ready to retire, aren't you?
And fortune.
You have every right. Don't ever stop.
Fortunately, by the time I got back to my car, I had forgotten.
You were over it.
215. I actually thought that.
Yeah, it's a bad thought.
I've been
saying
this stuff for 33 years. What right do I have?
You've motivated.
215-592-9499. We come back. There's a show on Netflix right now that we're going to warn you about. It's not what you think. We've got our TV guy coming up next, Jay Black. WIP Sports Time is 9:36. Let me tell you about champions. I happen to represent one in the forklift business, even though you probably could tell that I am not exactly an expert on forklifts. I know great businesses, however, an MHS lift is a great business. I've known Andy and Brett Levin for a long time, and what makes their business great, makes them the number one forklift business in North America, is their attention to detail. Oh, they got the best equipment. It's Crown. And they got all the awards as the number one Crown dealer. So you're going to get the best forklift or pallet jack or sweeper, aerial equipment, personnel carriers. They got all that. But what makes them really great is they know the right people to operate this equipment, whether it be get the right parts or maintenance or ongoing service, training, fleet management, and even optimizing your own warehouse. They know how to make your business more profitable. And that's why they're so successful. You need to make a phone call right now if you're not already a part of the MHS Lift family. The number is 888-MHS-LIFT, 888-MHS-LIFT. 9:42 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I get a lot of feedback from you on my email, and lately I'm getting more positive feedback on a brand new podcast that Rhea Hughes and I are contributing to. It is done by Mr. Jay Black at jblack.tv. It's called The TV Show. We rarely ever bring up sports. We talk television. Rhea, in my estimation, yes, you're the breakout star of that show. But you're excellent on that show. And Jay Black, we couldn't do it for a couple of weeks. Jay Black was on a cruise for 10 days.
Oh.
You know, throw me overboard.
Wow.
And he was a performer doing comedy. What if his act wasn't great?
That would be a long boat ride.
On the line with us, please check out The TV Show. We really did a good one this week because we trashed something, and I'm going to get to it in a second. Jay Black, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Angela. Good to talk to you.
All right, Jay, I have a problem here with what is going on at ESPN. Well, a lot of things at ESPN, but the Manning cast, right?
Yeah.
Now, it started back up this week, and they got tremendous publicity again for things being said on it. And then I started doing the math, and I was going, wait a minute. ESPN just sprung for historic contracts for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, but then they're giving people another option so they don't have to watch these guys. Does that make sense from a business perspective?
So it makes sense from the perspective of the thing that we talk about a lot when we talk about ratings when it comes to sports, which is the Monday Night Football ratings are really wedded for football fans to how good the game is, right? So that needle doesn't really move one way or the other. If you like football, you're going to watch the game. If you don't like football, you're not going to watch the game. The Manning cast exists for the 1.6 million people that ESPN knows probably wouldn't watch the game, but likes the interaction between Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. So it is a very specific goal of getting people that wouldn't watch the game to tune in, and I don't think it affects the actual ratings of Monday Night Football because it's been the same this year versus last year. Really hasn't moved.
All right, but Jay, have other networks tried similar things to the Manning cast to give people an alternative way to watch a game?
Yes, and it's actually, a lot of people are predicting it's going to be the coming thing as a way to expand it out. ESPN did the mega cast during the NCAA women's tournament. Quentin Richardson and Jamal Crawford are an NBA. They do something called the Hooper cast. And YouTube this year, when they did their baseball game, they brought in influencers to do an alternative broadcast to just talk about the game from the perspective of a non-sports fan. So it is a coming thing, and I think we're going to see a lot more of it, especially since we have the bandwidth to do it. It's easy to do, and it's a nice way to bring in fans who wouldn't watch otherwise.
All right, well, we got Keith Jones here who does national hockey coverage. Jonesy, is it a threat?
No, I think the one thing that is a threat is the possibility of gambling shows up against it, where they're talking about a live broadcast, right? Because there is so much in-game betting that I wonder if that's something that might happen in the future.
That makes sense. Because people want guidance in the moment.
Yeah, like if you had some really bright analytic people that were there, they could have a good show that might make people some money.
Hey, Jay, this is painful for me, what I'm about to do here, because I'm at Borgata. This gentleman finished a 10-show sold-out residency here. He is the sensation of this building. His name is Sebastian Maniscalco, and he is as successful a comedian that probably our world has ever seen. He just dropped a brand new Netflix special. And it's
he dropped it all right.
Is It Me? And I'm telling you, Jay, you're the professional here. You do it.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen from somebody I think so highly of. I can't get over how bad his new special is on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of talking bad about other comics. It's not good form. That said, what I will say is this, especially because I think it's landed with such a thud, in large part because of how good his other specials are.
Yep.
I think that if this had just been a comic that released his first special and it was this, people probably would have shrugged and moved on. But I think, you go on Twitter and you just look at what people are saying on Twitter, it's a lot of what's happening, because he looks tired. Like, he looks like uninterested in the stuff that he's saying, which is weird because his whole, modus operandi on stage is high energy. This is a big show.
That's manic energy. That's what you love about him.
The lack of energy. There's no. He uses his body a lot, and it looked like he just rolled out of bed.
There weren't punchlines. Yeah. That's what was bizarre to me.
I started to look at my son. Told me about Maniscalco 5 years ago, and I came here twice to see him, and he's absolutely spectacular. And I'm watching this, and he had told me, he said, "Dad, you're not going to believe this new special. It's awful." And I went, "It can't be awful. It's Maniscalco. It's great." And it was awful. I went to see what people were saying in reviews. They said they thought he might be ill. They said he was wearing lipstick. You should see that the people couldn't figure it out, because he's so good, and this is so bad. This leads to my question. He knew he was bombing in the building. He was in Vegas. He was bombing there.
They were laughing.
Why would they release it?
In a weird way, Angela, and I could be wrong about this, but if you read interviews with him about this special, he seems proud of it.
No, he isn't.
I can't imagine he would be, but his discussion of it is he thinks that the reactions to it are because he went a little political in his jokes, and he's trying to take the stance of, I'm unapologetically taking my political stance here, and if people don't like it, they can go. And I think most of us are saying, it's not the politics, Sebastian. We're fine with the politics. Just be funny.
Yes.
I think that's where everyone's coming from.
The first 15 minutes are not politics.
Oh, my God.
And they're
painful.
Awful. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's bad.
He came out like somebody hit him with a tranquilizer dart as he was walking on stage.
Well, honestly, Jay, and I'm proud of the podcast that Rhea and I are doing. We're not making any money. We're doing it gratis because we love talking TV.
Yeah.
And, Jay, I think it's our best episode. People should check it out at the TV show at jblack.tv, because we, almost on a weekly basis, take something you're watching and trash it with good reasoning why. And Rhea does it at times in a British accent.
Charming.
Jay, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. I love it.
Doing it with you guys.
All right, let's go. Now, we still need a winner.
I need a winner.
You ready, Rhea?
I'm ready.
Let's go to Ray. Ray, how are you today?
Doing good. Good luck on Christmas Eve, Ange.
Yeah, we need a good one on Christmas Eve. Ray, who's your winner?
Guy who had the most yards he's had yet in the league and went over 1,000 and said all the right things after the game. Miles Sanders.
Oh, he was already suggested. Good one.
Mine,
good one.
By the way, in case you're wondering, mine happens to be Brandon Graham.
Yes.
3 sacks, 29 snaps. Mike is up next. Hi, Mike. Mike, are you on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Who's your winner?
Jordan Mailata.
Jordan Mailata. Why?
Okay, go ahead. Hello?
Hello? That's a no. All right.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to probably do it for his comments, but no, it's not it.
Debbie, I need a winner.
How about Jalen Hurts?
Oh, that's such a good one.
Why would you be picking Jalen Hurts?
Well, because he's been so good and he's being picked on.
Here's where I had him for it, Ange.
Yep.
It played into it, the fact that all these morons have come out and made this. That image of him sitting on the bench while A.J. Brown and Quez Watkins are having a field day, which I love, too. I mean, that's what I love about receivers. They're a little flamboyant and they're fun. Stone face. staring straight ahead, Jalen Hurts. And I love that. I thought that was fun.
You know what I love? The fact that I have no fear that all this dialogue this week would have any effect on Jalen. He is bottled up. He is not hearing a word of it. And he doesn't care what's being said. And it's so great to have a quarterback. Debbie, congratulations. You just won the winner of the week. What did she win, Johnson?
Congratulations, Debbie. You won a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the Link June the 16th of 2023. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. A $50 Visa gift card, an Eagles black mini helmet, and a pair of tickets for New Year's Eve on the Battleship New Jersey to watch the fireworks, battleshipnewjersey.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an incredible honor in this final year to welcome back to our show some of the most popular people that were part of it in our early days. And that includes one of my all-time favorites who appears now to be closing out our Friday shows before Eagle games, the great Superfan. Hi, Superfan!
Woo! 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 Wow, nice. By the way, I'm gonna come. I gotta come right out of the gate, and I'm gonna come out a little unconventionally right now. I gotta say, I got a little mea culpa for any future mistletoe-related mishaps, Rhea.
Yes. Rhea. Yes.
Okay. I just want to say, I know this probably violates the terms and conditions of our restraining order arrangement and the bylaws of Stalkers Anonymous, which I am a member. Now, I just want to say, I'm sorry, and to our future judge. Okay, I will be claiming Whoopsie Daisy. Whoopsie Daisy.
There will be no other mistletoe mishaps. Go ahead, Superfan. More, please.
Okay.
More.
All right, I'm going to say this. Two things. Number one, okay, am I supposed to be afraid of the Bears? Okay, they have looked very sleepy this year. Okay, yep. They look lethargic. Okay, let me just say this. I'm more afraid of Goldilocks. Okay, then these hibernate bears right now. Okay, I'm not afraid. Okay, I'm not afraid. Okay, and while I'm at it, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to disavow that awful city, Chicago. Second city, okay, Peoria is a better candidate for the second city status than Chicago. Okay, okay, and by the way, speaking of mishaps, okay, they got that fugazi. Okay, okay, running around trying to pretend it's a pizza, okay? It's not. That's an abomination, okay? And let me tell you what it really is. It's not pizza. It's a casserole. It's a casserole, okay? And it's... Go Birds! Go Eagles! E-S-G-L-E-S!
Super
beautiful fan. Thing, isn't it?
What
it's a casserole.
It's not a pizza. It's a casserole. It's time to do it.
All right. So line of the day.
Guy. I love that guy.
Is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. And Angela, I think you were saying to Rhea that, you know, when next time that you see each other after retirement, you might look old, and it led to this.
Oh my God.
They'd love to see you roll in there, old man.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a vow right now, Johnson. Once I retire, I am never again going to look into the mirror.
You shouldn't.
Right?
Because the man behind you is getting older, too. That's a terrible thing to say. I'm
it
sorry.
It is terrible.
I take that back.
And she encourages you.
He doesn't look that old.
No.
Ava, what about who? How confident are we in this game?
Very confident. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, looking to buy or lease a new Silverado. Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win Sunday's game at Soldier Field? 94% Eagles.
Please believe it.
I would like to thank our assistant back at the station, Ava Graham, our engineer here at Paul Gatto is David Breitmeyer. Back there, producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie coming up next. Have a great weekend. Go Birds!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.